Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Head over to omahasteaks.com right now. Use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, and get $30 off your order when you check out. Josh All here with you today on this episode. And what I want to do on this episode is I want to go through and break down a claim, a statement that I've heard multiple times on social media, just in passing from Browns haters, Browns fans alike, people that have this perceived notion that Deshaun Watson is not a good cold weather quarterback. And where a lot of this comes from is, you know, of course, we've talked about it so much. The Browns gave three first round picks plus to trade for Deshaun Watson and then gave him $230 million guaranteed over 5 years to be the franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And when a lot of people are saying that or making this claim that Deshaun Watson is not a good cold weather quarterback, he does not perform well in the cold. Well, that's a problem because Cleveland is a cold weather city for a lot of the NFL season. And of course, not every game is played at home, but every home game toward the, I'd say, middle to the end of the season is going to be in some way, shape, or form a cold weather game. So, is that true? Is that claim that Deshaun Watson is not a good cold weather quarterback, is that factual? Is there evidence behind that? So what I did is I took an entire spreadsheet. I made a spreadsheet myself, went through. I looked at every single game Deshaun Watson has played. I went back and I looked at the temperature, the winds, the conditions, everything for those games. And I statted out every single game Deshaun Watson has ever played in his NFL career where the temperature was under 60 degrees. So 59 degrees or less. We will consider that to be a cold weather game because I think a lot of the claim I've been seeing, he sucks in games under 50 degrees. Well, I want to look at, you know, what is he from 50 to 59? What is he from 40 to 49? And so on. We'll look at the entirety of his career. We'll break it down. I've got it broken down in so many different ways. So by the time you're done with this video, by the time you're done listening to this, if you're listening on audio, you will know if that statement about Deshaun Watson not being a good cold weather quarterback, is that true or is that false? So we'll see. Now, before we do, I want to remind everybody, check us out on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. If you're watching this video on YouTube, please like and subscribe. We are on the way to 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, and we are excited to get there. So please, if you haven't already subscribed, please do. It really helps out the channel. It doesn't cost you anything. And if you already have subscribed, thank you. And thanks for coming back to the channel. We really appreciate you tuning in. Now let's dive into Deshaun Watson and these cold weather numbers. All right, so here's the first spreadsheet that I want to go over. This details Deshaun Watson's entire career so far. So every game that he's ever played with the Texans and the Browns, that any game that he's played that was under 60 degrees. So what I've detailed a lot of things in this spreadsheet. So if you want to see this spreadsheet and all the tabs and everything in more detail, go to our website, thedogspodcast.com. It will be on there. Just go to this episode page. You can see the spreadsheet and everything. Do all your information there. What I want to do is I don't want to go through every single one of these numbers because not everything really matters. If I don't mention anything about the winds or the conditions, then that means I'm only talking temperature for that game. Nothing else was really a factor. And the other big stat that I want to mention that I'm going to be talking a lot about in this video to show a little bit more truth behind the numbers of Deshaun Watson is his adjusted completion percentage. The adjusted completion percentage really helps equalize the equation of a completed pass or an incomplete pass in the NFL because a quarterback throws the ball, but as soon as he throws the ball, it's out of his control. What happens after that is, I mean, any number of things can happen. Receivers can drop the ball, it can be intercepted, it can be deflected. So looking at completion percentage is nice, but an incomplete pass, there's more to the story than just, well, the pass was not complete. Well, adjusted completion percentage helps explain and helps kind of bridge that gap and show how good the quality of the targets are. So if a quarterback has a higher adjusted completion percent than his completion percentage, that means that on average, the passes he's throwing, the analytics say should be caught. He's throwing balls that should be caught, but for whatever reason, they were incomplete. So it helps tell a better story of the completion percentage. So the adjusted completion percentage to me is a lot more important than the completion percentage in evaluating the potential of a quarterback. Now, obviously, your actual completion percentage is what matters at the end of the day, because if you don't complete the pass, well, that's what hurts you in the game. You can't say, well, it should have been caught. Well, that doesn't really matter. But when you're looking at, can a guy perform in these types of situations, look at the adjusted completion percent, and that will tell you, yes, he is throwing high quality targets and it is higher than what his actual completion rate was. Where on the flip side, if his adjusted completion percent is lower than his actual completion percentage, that means the analytics are saying guys are catching balls that they really shouldn't be because this quarterback is not throwing high quality targets. So we will be looking a lot today at adjusted completion percentage for Deshaun Watson. All right, before we move on, I just want to tell all you Browns fans right here in Ohio that we have an awesome sports betting promo for new Bet365 users. All you have to do is deposit $10 and place a $1 wager on any sport. You will instantly receive $200 added to your account in bonus bets, whether you win or lose. All you have to do, use our code THEDOGS, all one word, at sign up. By using the code THEDOGS, you not only receive the $200 in bonuses, but you also directly help support this podcast. So if you haven't signed up for Bet365, join today. Use code THEDOGS and place that first bet. This offer is only available for new customers who are 21 years and older and physically present in Ohio. Please remember to always gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Check the episode description for the full terms of the offer or visit bet365.com. So before I dive into the temperature range breakdowns, let's just go game by game real quick. Throughout Deshaun Watson's career, 15 such games that he has ever played that were under 60 degrees. Game one, back in his rookie season, the Houston Texans went to Seattle. They lost the game. It was 51 degrees. Deshaun Watson, remember, he's a rookie at this time. He completes 19 of 30 passes, 63.3% completion, 402 yards. That's big time for a rookie. And not only did he have 402 yards passing, he threw four touchdowns in that game. He did throw three interceptions, again, a rookie. So, you know, rookies, they throw a lot of interceptions, but to get four touchdowns, 402 yards, that's huge. Plus, he added eight carries for 67 yards on the ground. He had a phenomenal game in that one. Let's see. The next one we want to talk about was the only one in his rookie year. So then year two, the first game like this, the Houston Texans go to Denver. They win the game. It's 54 degrees. He completes 17 of 24 for 70.8% completion, 213 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. His A-dot in the first game was 15.3. His A-dot in this game was 7. Adjusted completion percentage was the same as his regular completion. He did add 6 carries for 38 yards. Okay. The next game. Houston Texans go to Washington to play. I think they were still the Redskins at that time. They win the game. 51 degrees. Deshaun Watson completes 16 of 24 passes. 66.7%. 208 yards. One touchdown. Two picks. His ADOT is just 5.6, but his adjusted completion percentage is up at 73.9. His team did have one drop by the receivers. He carried the ball three times for only 7 yards, so not a great game. Then the Texans go to New York to play the Jets. They win the game, 51 degrees. He completes 22 of 28 for 78.6% completion, 294 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, ADOT of 9. His adjusted completion percentage was 91.7. That's impressive. Four carries, 26 yards. The following week, the Texans go to Philadelphia. They lose the game, 49 degrees. Now this one, I do want to mention the winds, 10-mile-per-hour winds, 22-mile-per-hour wind gusts in that game. Deshaun Watson completes 29 of 40 passes for 72.5%, 339 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, 10.8 ADOT, and a 76.3 adjusted completion percentage. He carried the ball eight times for 49 yards and two more touchdowns. He scored four touchdowns in that game. They lost, but man, he did everything he could to try to win that game. So again, the win-loss, as we go through this, I'm not as concerned about his record in these games because there's so much that goes into winning in an NFL football game. You've got, you know, everybody on offense, defense, special teams. You can look at the coaching situation, the players around you. Every single one of these games that Deshaun Watson played in a cold weather, what is considered a cold weather game for the Texans, every single one was an away game because the Texans play in a dome. So we didn't have to worry about weather when Deshaun Watson was at home. So every single one of these games was on the road, which makes his really, really good games here, which are more than not, even more impressive. Okay, so that was it for 2018. Now we're going to move on to the 2019 season. The first such game, Baltimore, in November. They lose the game, 43 degrees, 10-mile-per-hour winds in that game. Deshaun Watson completes 18 of 29 passes, 62.1%, 169 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. 8.3 ADOT. His 67.9 adjusted completion percentage, not that much higher than his actual. His receivers did have one drop. He carried the ball three times for just 12 yards. Not a great game. The following month, they go to Tennessee. They win that game. It's 47 degrees. He completes 19 of 27 passes for 70.4%, 243 yards, two touchdowns, two picks, 10.1 ADOT, 76% adjusted completion percent. He carried the ball seven times for 32 yards. Now, here's the big one. We all remember this, I'm sure. This was the playoff game against Kansas City during that 2019 season. It was in January 2020, but still that same season. They lost the game ultimately. It was 28 degrees, the first game he's ever played below freezing. 12-mile-per-hour winds. Pretty cold environment to play some football in. He completed 31 of 52 passes, just 59.6% completion percentage. But I will jump ahead and say that his adjusted completion percentage in that game was 73.5 because his team suffered five dropped passes in that game, a 13.9% drop rate. That's horrible. You're only going to see that a couple more times in his career. That was one of the absolute worst that he suffered. And it was in that playoff game on the road in Kansas City, 28 degrees, like I said, cold, cold day. But again, 31 of 52, he threw for 388 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, carried the ball six times for 37 yards and another touchdown. So he scored three touchdowns in that game, threw the ball at a high clip, a lot of yards. Just, again, he did everything he could to win that game. Just the team around him let him down, whatever the case may be. You can put the blame wherever you want. This is how Deshaun Watson individually performed in these games. And in that game, absolutely stellar. Okay, moving on to the 2020 season, the last season that Deshaun Watson played any games in Houston. We all remember this one. This one was right here at home in Cleveland in November. Justin was at this game, so whenever, you know, we talked to him about this, he can attest to just how horrible this game was. Houston Texans lost this game to the Browns. It was 48 degrees in Cleveland. Now, here it is, guys. 46 mile per hour wind, 71 mile per hour wind gusts, torrential downpours. Just, it was such a nasty, nasty game. Deshaun Watson completed 20 of 30 passes, 66.7%. Still really good. Just 163 yards, but you're not passing the ball for much yardage in those conditions. One touchdown, no interceptions, just a 6.8 ADOT. Again, you're not going down the field very far in those conditions. Completed 75% of his passes, and his receivers had one drop in that game. He did carry the ball eight times for 36 yards. And finally, the second coldest game he's ever played in before he came to Cleveland. In December of 2020, they went to Chicago. They lost the game. It was 34 degrees. He completed 21 of 30 for 70% completion percentage, 219 yards, a touchdown, no picks, adjusted completion percentage of 84.6. Okay, now think about that. His completion, again, was 70, but his adjusted was 84.6, really high. His team had a drop in that game. He carried the ball seven times for 38 yards. So, real quick, while he was in Houston, his record in games under 60 degrees, and again, like I said, team record for this is team record. This is not quarterback-specific record because he's not the only guy on the field. But during those games, Deshaun Watson, Houston Texans record was 4-6. He completed 212 passes out of 314 attempts for 2,638 yards, 17 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. He carried the ball 60 times for 342 yards and 3 touchdowns. So let's break it down on an average. So while he was in Houston in games under 60 degrees, Deshaun Watson averaged 21 completions, 31 out of 31 attempts. He averaged 68.1% completion percentage, but his adjusted completion percentage on average was 75.3, super high. His yards per average was 8.5. His ADOT was 8.8. So he's almost throwing for a first down every time that he completes a pass, or every time he throws a pass. He averages 2 touchdowns a game, 1 interception. He averages 6 carries and 34 yards in these type of games. This episode is brought to you by Transparent Labs, the industry-leading all-natural sports and nutrition brand with science-backed training supplements and farm-to-shaker grass-fed proteins. I use their 100% grass-fed whey protein isolate. It's the cleanest protein supplement on the market. It tastes great. My favorite is the chocolate peanut butter. It is so damn good. It mixes well, and I know it's sourced from grass-fed, hormone-free cattle right here in the United States. We are big fans of Transparent Labs because all of their supplements are formulated according to the most up-to-date scientific research using clinically effective dosages. If you go on their website and look at the ingredients for a particular product, you'll see they actually have cited scientific studies for each active ingredient they use. On top of that, they only use 100% natural ingredients in their supplements with absolutely zero artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all of their supplements are third-party lab tested for purity and potency. You can get 20% off your first order from Transparent Labs using our code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at transparentlabs.com. That's code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at transparentlabs.com for 20% off your first order.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Last season with the Cleveland Browns. So Deshaun Watson played 6 games. 5 of those count in this because the 6th game was his first game that he played in the Dome in Houston. Other than that, the other five games that Deshaun Watson played in Cleveland all came into this category of under 60 degree weather. So There you go. We have our sample size from last year, and we know that Deshaun Watson played horrible. I mean, I can't sit here and sugarcoat it and try to spin it in any sort of way to say, yeah, he looked okay. No, he looked absolute dog garbage last year. It just wasn't good. Five out of those six games were played in under 60 degrees, so they're going to be talked about on this episode. So let's dive into this. The first game against Cincinnati, we lost. We didn't win. Well, actually, I was going to say we didn't really win many of these games, but at the same time, his record in Cleveland was 2-4, and taking out the Houston game, it was 2-3. So, I mean, whatever, almost 500 in these type of games. So the first game, lost in Cincinnati, 44 degrees. He completed 26 of 42 passes. That's a lot of passes for a guy who's only played one game in the last 700 days. 61.9% completion percentage, but his adjusted in that game against Cincinnati was 80.6. Yes, he had a 61.9 completion percent, but his adjusted was 80.6. Team had three drops in that game. Just kind of brutal. He his ADOT was still a 9.7, so almost a first down. Remember, his average while in Houston during these such games, 8.8, so here he's got a 9.7. He had a touchdown, a pick. I can't remember if I said this, 276 yards. He did carry the ball six times for 33 yards. So really, when you look at the stats, I mean, I know watching the game, things weren't pretty, but the stats tell a little bit different story. It wasn't as bad as it might have looked, especially taking that adjusted percent into consideration. So the next game, the following week, this one was played in Cleveland. So the first time Deshaun Watson is playing a home game in cold weather. The Browns played Baltimore the week before Christmas. I think we kind of all remember this, like, slugfest, grinded out kind of game. We won. It was 32 degrees, 15 mile per hour winds, 21 mile per hour wind gusts. Brutal. Just absolutely brutal. This game and the next one that I'm going to talk about, just the conditions were horrible. Just really bad. So in this one against Baltimore, he completed 18 of 28 for 64.3%. His adjusted was 76. He threw for 161 yards in that nasty, windy condition, which I think is pretty good. He threw a touchdown, no picks. Team had a drop. He carried the ball six times for 22 yards. I think he played pretty well in that game for the win against Baltimore. So there's not a whole lot for me to gripe about there. So the following week, Christmas Eve, this is the big one. This is the one that if Deshaun Watson is a bad cold weather quarterback, man, this game is going to tell you the story because, before now, the coldest game he's ever played in was that Kansas City playoff game where it was 28 degrees. It was below freezing. He's never played in a game below freezing before. The week I just mentioned in Cleveland against Baltimore, it was 32 degrees, so it was at freezing. But really, below freezing was that Kansas City game, and he diced him up. 388 yards, like I said, two touchdowns, no picks. He had a touchdown on the ground. Like, he was just really, really good in that playoff game. So this time, Christmas Eve against New Orleans in Cleveland, we ended up losing the game. The temperature was 4 degrees. That is ridiculously cold. None of these other games even come close to that. So how often is Deshaun Watson going to play in sub 10 degree and single digit degree games? Not many, because I was looking this up. That game against New Orleans on Christmas Eve was the second coldest game in Cleveland Browns franchise history. So there's only been one game, and I think it was 1989, that has been colder than that. So these kind of cold games don't come around that often. Like, this was almost a record cold game. So I'm not concerned about Deshaun Watson having to go out there and be like, oh man, it's 5 degrees today. Like, that's not going to happen all that often, if ever. So this was an outlier, but again, 4 degrees, I can't hear, this sucks, 25 mile per hour winds, 37 mile per hour gusts. I mean, good God, does that suck. I believe Justin was at this game too, so we'll talk to him about just how nasty this one was. Deshaun Watson went out, he completed 15 of 31 passes. Now, it was just 48.4%, but his adjusted completion percent in this game, in this absolutely freezing cold, horribly windy, gusty day, his adjusted completion percent was 73.1. Almost 3 out of 4. His team, the Browns, of course, had four drops, 21.1% or drop percentage in this game. It was, I mean, again, that's the other side of the equation. When you're a quarterback, you're throwing the ball. He was putting the ball in spots where his receivers could come down to it. It was just hitting their hands and then hitting the ground. It was cold out there. I mean, it just, everybody is affected by the cold, not just the quarterbacks. And that's something definitely to keep in mind when anybody says, well, Deshaun Watson's not good in cold weather. Are you sure? Because the number I've really been looking at is this adjusted completion percent, and it's been pretty damn good in every single one of these games, which tells me that when Deshaun Watson's playing in these cold weather games, he's still doing his job. He is still being his accurate, great ball placement self. It's just, you know, the other side of the equation, the receivers, the what happens on the other side of that pass just is not working. So adjusted completion percent in this stupid cold game, 73.1. So again, 15 of 31, 135 yards, no touchdowns. He threw a pick. Again, the four drops. He carried the ball three times for 24 yards and a touchdown. So, I mean, for four degree temperatures, it really, really, there's not a whole lot to complain about here. And to kind of put this one single game that we're highlighting here in a little more context, what happened on the other side of the ball with the New Orleans Saints quarterback? So Andy Dalton was quarterback during that game. He only completed eight total passes in the entire game for just 92 yards. His team had three drops. Like, it was just a nasty day for everybody. So for Deshaun Watson to still put up the type of game, the type of day that he did, was, I do feel like it was pretty impressive, especially considering just how absolute rusty and just out of game speed sync he was last season. The week after that, the Browns go on a much nicer day to Washington to play the Commanders. They win the game. 57 degrees, so much, much warmer than the 4 degrees the week before. He only threw the ball 18 times, only had nine completions in that game, because remember, it was just a run game. 50% completion, but again, his adjusted was 66.7. He threw for 169 yards, but he did throw three touchdowns, no picks, ran the ball eight times for 31 yards. And that was the game where he showed flashes of vintage Deshaun Watson and gave me the confidence, and it should give you the confidence to know that the player that Deshaun Watson was in Houston, it's still there. He still has it. He just needs to be able to access it and be that guy on a more consistent basis here in 2023. And I do think that will happen. And then we'll just end it on a sour note. The last game of the season, we went to Pittsburgh. We lost the game. It was just I just remember being very, very disappointed in how the Browns all around as a team played in that game. 33 degrees. So again, another game right around freezing. He completed 19 of 29 passes, 65.5%, but his adjusted was 76. He threw for 230 yards, two touchdowns, two picks, and carried the ball six times for 44 yards. So while in Cleveland last year, his record in these games, 2-3, completed 87 out of 148 attempts for 971 yards, seven touchdowns, four picks. He suffered nine drops. Now here's something to look at with the spreadsheet. His entire career, which was 10 games in these type of weather conditions in Houston, nine drops by his receivers in Houston. Last year in just five games, in just half the time with the Browns, nine drops. So that's a big deal. The drops came, you know, a lot of people are pointing at, well, the team took a nosedive whenever Deshaun Watson came in. Well, there was a chemistry issue for sure. That was definitely part of the problem. And I think the drops, along with the cold weather and some of those games that led to, you know, just drop passes, there was a couple where you remember Amari Cooper just flat out dropped a ball, and it was like he just lost the focus at that last second, and he knew it. You just see it in his body language. He knew it. It was his fault. It was on him. And they just didn't have the chemistry build up throughout the season like they would have if Deshaun hadn't been suspended for those 11 games. So nine drops in just these. And this isn't even including the Houston game. This is just those five games that were outdoors in the cold weather. He carried the ball 29 times for 154 yards and another touchdown. So overall, Deshaun Watson. Well, I guess let me backtrack here. Let's just do the averages. While he was in Cleveland, he on an average per game basis in cold weather, 17 of 30 for 58% completion, but his adjusted was 74.5. He averaged 194 yards in these games, one touchdown, one pick, six carries for 31 yards on average. So definitely lower. His totals were lower than they were in these games while he played in Houston. But if you look at the adjusted, his adjusted completion percentage over these games while he was in Houston during those 4 years was 75.3. His average in Cleveland in the five games last year, 74.5. Almost the same. So that's good. To me, that's encouraging. That's the number that shows me Deshaun Watson still putting the ball where it needs to be for his receivers. His average depth of target over these games in Houston was 8.8. Last year, it was 7.9 with the Browns. And that's including that four-degree game, which he had his highest ADOT, actually. It was 9.7 in that game. So his ADOT's a little lower in Cleveland than it was in Houston, but not that much. It's still about the same. It's within the same range. And the adjusted completion percentage, like I said, is almost exactly the same. That's encouraging to me. He is averaging a lot fewer yards in Cleveland than he was in these kind of games in Houston. But again, there was a stretch there where he wasn't even getting close to 200 yards in those games because of the wind, the cold, whatever the conditions were just really, really bad last year. So and we will see bad conditions again in Cleveland. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying I don't know if we're going to be seeing 4 degrees and, 37 mile an hour wind gusts every single game. But, he did have the game while he was, playing in Houston where he came to Cleveland, and it was 46 mile per hour wind, 71 mile per hour wind gusts. So Cleveland sucks to play in. It really does. I mean, you have got to be able to have the mental fortitude to withstand the weather conditions in Cleveland. And I believe Deshaun Watson has that. All right, now let's break down these games by temperature grouping. So in games that are 50 degrees to 59 degrees. So these are still pretty nice games. We're getting up there close to 60. 50 degrees isn't very cold for football. These are okay. Deshaun Watson's record, 4-1 over his career. He averages 14 completions, 22 attempts. He averages a 59.9% completion, but he's his adjusted completion in these games, 70.8. He averages 224 yards, three touchdowns, and one interception, 8.6 ADOT in games that are between 50 and 59 degrees. I will take 224 yards, three touchdowns, a pick if we got to have a pick, because he's still averaging, what is it here? Because he's still averaging seven carries a game for 33 yards. That's a nice addition to these passing numbers. These are winnable stats with a decent defense and the run game the Browns have and everything else. You win ball games with these stats. So now let's look at games between 40 and 49 degrees. So in the 40s, Deshaun Watson's record drops to 1-4. I hate saying that. Not his record. Deshaun Watson's teams over his career are 1-4 in those games. He averages 24 completions, 37 attempts. That's a 64.9% completion. His adjusted is 77.2%. So again, I'm going back to this adjusted completion percentage. He's still very, very good. He averages 252 yards, a touchdown, a pick, and an additional six carries for 33 yards. It's dropped down to the 30s. So between 30 and 39, so this would include games that are considered freezing. Deshaun Watson's team's records are 1-2. He averages 20 completions out of 29 attempts. So his completion percentage is higher here. 67.5 is adjusted is 80.3. So even higher. He averages 207 yards, a touchdown, a pick, and an additional seven carries for 36 yards. So really you can kind of expect Deshaun Watson to be getting around 30-ish yards a game. Is just kind of what he's been doing on average throughout his career. If we drop down and look at the one game, so these last two groupings, now it really narrows down because he hasn't played many games like this because there just aren't many games like this. And there are a few every year, and not every team plays in them. This was that playoff game against Kansas City, the 28 degrees. Obviously, his record is 0-1 because they lost that game. If you remember, they were up big. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs just stormed back and took that one. It was a fun game to watch. I remember that one vividly. Again, 31 of 52, 388 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, 73.5 adjusted completion percentage, and six carries for, again, 37 yards and a touchdown. So the added touchdown is always nice. And in games, I didn't even do between 10 and 19 because he's never played in a game like that. We drop all the way down to between 0 and 10 because he played in the negative 4-degree game in Cleveland last year against the Saints. We already detailed this. The winds were absolutely stupid. 25 mile per hour, 37 mile per hour gusts. 15 of 31 completion, 135 yards, no touchdowns, a pick. His ADOT was high at 9.7, though 73.1 adjusted completion percentage because they had four drops. Carried the ball three times for 24 yards and a touchdown. So I know that I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you guys in this video, and I don't blame you if it's number overload, stats overload. Go to the website and take some time and browse through the numbers here, because again, these are not statistical interpretations. These are not my opinions. These are the stats. These are the numbers. This is what, you know, occurred in these games with Deshaun Watson and either the Texans or the Browns. I want to just, before I wrap this up, I want to look at his career again. We already did this, but I want to recap this while he was in Houston, because I don't think that he got a fair shake last year. I don't think it's fair to use the sample size from Cleveland last year as an evaluation or a fair evaluation of Deshaun Watson, because I've talked about this a million times, and if you don't understand this by now, then it's just not going to happen. But he came in absolutely cold, 700 days, not being in any sort of game speed, NFL game speed. The entire, like, everybody he was going up against defensively, these guys had all had 11 or 12 games plus the preseason to be warmed up. They were past midseason form at this point in the season. Deshaun Watson was up against it last year. And again, the eyeball test showed flashes. You saw it, especially in that Washington game. It was like, yeah, here we go. The Baltimore game, I mean, he navigated some brutal weather conditions against a divisional opponent that he's never faced before for a victory. So he had his moments last year where it was like, yes, this is Deshaun Watson. And I'm going to go back to real quick in Cleveland. He had the 74.5% adjusted completion percent, which was just less than one percentage point difference from what it was while he was in Houston. So just keep that in mind. Adjusted completion. He's completing his pass, even if the receivers aren't always coming down with it, because like I've said many times in this video, completing a pass, there are two parts of the equation. It's not just a quarterback stat. He has to throw the ball, but the receiver has to come down with it. It's quarterbacks putting or making catchable targets, throwing catchable targets. That's why, like, Elijah Moore's got a higher catchable target rate than his actual catch rate, because on targets that he were deemed accurate from Zach Wilson and company there in New York, he actually caught a higher percentage of passes, because it's over 100%. He caught He caught a higher number of passes than what the analytics said he should have based on the quality of those targets. So the 74.5% adjusted completion percent in Cleveland shows that Deshaun Watson is still throwing very quality targets to his receivers. Now, again, they might not be consistent. They might not be consecutive. They might not be in the right situations in the game to get first downs or to, you know, continue drives to win the game. But overall, he's still doing it. Putting it all together, that'll be here in 2023. But the fact that he's still throwing catchable targets, he's still just as accurate as he was in Houston, that's a great sign. But like I said, to recap, just his career in Houston, I'm going to take the Cleveland games out of it and look at Deshaun Watson, the quarterback that the Browns prior to 2022 said, this is the guy we're going to go out and give up all these assets to acquire. Because if the numbers really did show that Deshaun Watson absolutely sucked in cold weather games, the Browns wouldn't have brought him to Cleveland. Come on, guys. You know, I hear a lot of the Browns take a lot of crap for just being not a very great franchise over a long period of time here. And that is true. And that is fair. And I understand that. This organization right now is completely different. This coaching staff, this front office, Andrew Berry, this is a different Cleveland Browns franchise organization than what we're used to, and we just need to get used to that fact. This is different, guys. Things are different right now. And they're not going to give up three first-round picks, $230 million, the biggest like guaranteed contract in NFL history to a guy whose numbers said, yeah, I really suck in the cold weather. Oh, by the way, I'm going to come to your cold weather city to play quarterback. It never would have happened. In those games in Houston, and I'm sure this is what the Browns looked at, they said, okay, let's see. He's on average in these colder games, he's completing over his career 68.1% of his passes. His adjusted is 75.3. That's pretty damn good. Let's see. He averages 264 yards a game, two touchdowns, and he even chips in a little over 30 yards a game on the ground. Why don't we just go ahead and bring this guy in? Oh, and his ADOT on average is 8.8. So, you know, every target that he throws is almost for a first down. Deshaun Watson's a very good quarterback, is really what this breaks down to. Anybody who says that he sucks in cold weather, just show him this. Show him this spreadsheet. Show him these stats. Show him these averages. Deshaun Watson by no means sucks in cold weather. I don't know how exactly these numbers compare to other quarterbacks in the league, and I could go back through and do that, but I don't give two squirts about other quarterbacks in the league. I care about my quarterback. And my quarterback goes out in a cold weather game, and he can put up 200 plus yards, a touchdown or two on average, and on average be throwing three out of four, 75% of his balls be quality targets and catchable for his receivers. Guys, that is amazing, especially with we got Nick Chubb in the run game, so we're not worried about that aspect of anything. If our defense can be any sort of competent, because they were, I would say, sub-zero competence the last probably 3 years. It's been horrible under Joe Woods. With Jim Schwartz, I'm looking for a little bit of competence and we'll be all right. If we get anything better than that, it's going to be sweet. Deshaun Watson is going to lead this team to quite a few wins here in 2023. I don't think he's going to be Houston Texans Deshaun Watson until the second half of the season. I think it's going to take a few games, but I think we're going to see flashes again. I think he's going to have the adjusted rate up high like he always has. It's just a matter of, like I said, putting those catchable targets in the right spots during the game. That's where it all falls. And once he starts doing that like he did in Houston, once he starts doing that now in Cleveland, it's off to the races. So let me know your thoughts. Drop them in the comments section here. Have you heard people talking about Deshaun Watson being a bad cold weather quarterback? And have these numbers done anything to convince you otherwise? Because if they haven't, I want to know why. I want to know what about these numbers that tells you different than what I take away from it. Because like I said, I take away that Deshaun Watson's a very capable cold weather quarterback. The weather's not going to faze him. When it's windy, rainy, gusty, sure, the yardage totals might come down. The attempts and completions are going to come down. But overall, Deshaun Watson, it's not like he just completely falls apart in these games. He adjusts to the situation, and he can still lead his offense. That's what you need out of your franchise quarterback. That's what Deshaun Watson can do. Let me know your thoughts. And again, I really appreciate you guys tuning into this video. I love doing these for you, and I really do want to hear what you have to think. So drop them in the comments. And until I talk to you guys again next time, let's go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at The Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Get all the MasterForce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with MasterForce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with MasterForce power equipment at Menards. Save